to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning. I'm Sonia here. It is Wednesday, the 20th of January 2021. I'm hoping that you can hear me well enough, because although I'm out at about, I am wearing my mask. So I don't usually wear my mask when I'm out walking. But I did make the decision at the weekend that's what I wanted to do. I forgot to take my mask out with me the last couple of days, so I'm wearing my mask today. I've got to laugh because I saw myself. I've got my cap on, my sunglasses, and this black mask. You can't see any of my features at all, except for my ears sticking out on the side of the mask. My ears are a little bit sticky out. So I'm going to talk today about sort of following on with my goals for the first 90 days following my birthday. And I'm linking two together. And one is to that my house sells for the asking price of whatever it is, and that I am fully decluttered, ready to move. I'm going to jump straight into the subject, sort of. Yesterday I received a message from the estate agent to say they have somebody who wants to look at the house today. Gosh, it literally went on the market yesterday, and already there's someone who wants to look at it today. So, okay. So I moved my diary around a bit so that I could take a break then. Asked about the COVID arrangements, and what's required is that I leave the house whilst the estate agent takes the viewers around, and they're there for no more than 15 minutes. So that's doable. It did mean this morning, when I got up at my usual time, and before the alarm went off, I focused on sort of clearing, putting stuff away. There's not a lot, but I had taken some things out after the house was photographed, and I thought, oh, people are coming around. It's probably a good idea to just still have the place looking quite clear and free from stuff. So it took me an hour to get some moves, some things around, put some things away. And so a lesson for me this morning, that during this period when I could have potential buyers wanting to view the house at any time, I just need to leave it in a state of clearness, declutteredness, emptiness. But I then thought, I could start I could start, I've already started to sort through things. I was speaking to a friend yesterday who has just moved. So it's gone through very recently what I'm about to embark on. And she put a house on the market. In the first week, they got a buyer. That's how quickly it happened. In the middle of the pandemic. They found a house that they liked and thought it was going through okay. And then there were problems and so had to come out of that deal. And then decided the best thing to do would be to rent so that the process of selling their house could go smoothly. And then they have time without the stress to then look for somewhere. She told me that the whole process, and I know because we were talking in between, has been extremely stressful. So we had a chat yesterday and she was giving me some advice, some tips. And one of the tips she said, excuse me, is she says, start packing now. Start packing now because you're going to come to that point and you've just got so much to do. She's got stuff in storage and I really don't want to put anything in storage. My view is, excuse me, my view is that if I'm going to pay for stuff to be in storage and for 6 months plus, surely I can rebuy the stuff. And I've not got, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And you know, finances always come into this. You know, is it cost effective to store a three-piece suite, say, for 6 months, when at the end of that 6 months, yes, you may have that three-piece suite put in your new place, or maybe it may not fit in your new place, and then you have to buy one anyway. So you might as well have got rid of it, whether you get a few pounds for it, or you give it away, and you have saved the money that you would have paid for storage to buy new stuff when you eventually find somewhere you want to go. The other thing I was interested in as well was how quickly, once you have the buyer and you're approaching for the house move, how quickly they found somewhere to rent. So those are all things that are potentially stress inducing. Oh, with this mask on, breathing is a little bit more difficult. But it's okay. It's very warm. So that's fine. So I'm a bit sniffy this morning. And I was coughing this morning. Coughed a few times. So I thought, oh! And then this time, especially when somebody said to me yesterday that they're just getting recovering from COVID, and they said they don't go out. They don't know how they got it. They think it may be to do with the groceries. So I don't know whether this person has groceries delivered or whether she goes out and gets groceries. So even when you are sort of trying to self-isolate, etc., and not go out much, it's a bit difficult. Hence, maybe I'm wearing my mask today once I'm out. Definitely on, I think it was Sunday when I was out, there were so many people here, and I was trying to do my best to move away from people, but they were kind of walking right by me. I would kind of turn my back so that I'm not breathing the same air, I guess. But anyhow, so I would be interested if this cough I'm not stopping now. But should I, over the next few days, start getting symptoms, I will believe that it was when I was out here on Sunday and there were so many people around me. So there you go. So it may just be to do with whether it's been cold, it's got the wind, and I'm out. So who knows? Who knows? So yeah, so with those two goals are linked, wanting to get the best price for my property, and so that means presenting it in its best light. Now at the end of the day, you know, people get surveys done, etc., and then back, and one will have to make a decision as to what I'll accept. But it depends on the competition, doesn't it, really? And it may be that if there's a lot of interest out there, I may well get the price I want. So, but unless you put it out there and then do whatever it takes. And so my thing is to have the house presented in a certain way. And my lesson I learned this morning, as I said, as I was going around and just kind of clearing up a bit. And it's not that there was lots of stuff about, but it's interesting just how a few items here and there, you know, just makes a difference. You know, I put some stuff on my windowsills. They're just, you know, personal things that they look beautiful to me. But with somebody coming and looking at property might sort of think, oh, you know, might be distracted by that. So I think that's what it is. You know, clutter and certain things can distract people. You just don't know what it is that somebody sees that puts them off. So I still don't have any personal pictures up in the house. So I do have pictures, but they're sort of generic things. And with decluttering, as I said, I started on Monday. I did half an hour, so I didn't feel like it at all. And I said, no, just grab a box and go through it. And I literally worked my way through two boxes, threw some stuff out, put some stuff in homes. So I said, oh, this is too bad. Yesterday, I didn't do that half an hour. Decluttering, but I did an hour this morning. So that's probably made up for yesterday. And so I think I'm definitely going to have to make that as part of my routine to find 30 minutes each day. Just grab those boxes again and do a bit of decluttering, get rid of stuff. But also, what I'm thinking of keeping, rather than putting them back out, to start thinking about packing them. And I'm looking at my clothes, my wardrobe, and I've got my summer clothes and my winter clothes. And I thought, well, I could pack up my summer clothes and put them in a box. And I've got two built-in wardrobes. So what I'm thinking is to have one of the wardrobes, which I generally do anyway, where I'm just wearing the clothes that I'm wearing. And you know what happens? You tend to just wear the same few garments, don't you? And I'm not going out. Anyway, so I kind of cycle through the same few pairs of trousers. I'll cycle through the same tops, etc. So that's what I'm going to do. Let's try and pause here for a moment as I cross the road. Okay, I want to give you an update about the cake. Anyhow, so yeah, cycle through the clothes. So I think that's, so I'm going to look at, see that as a little project. And I think it's quite, I think that's one of the things that I've, over the last couple of years, I create a little project and then focus in on that. So I think my decluttering project, maybe for the next week, will be my clothes and going through them and sort of putting them, yes. I was thinking of using a suitcase, actually. I was thinking of putting my clothes in a suitcase rather than in boxes. And that way, I know that the suitcases have my clothes in. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Yes. Okay. So I think I'm going to keep this one pretty short today. Because with the house thing, and as I said, I think that's maybe the theme. Well, this is going to be more or less the theme, really, regards the house move. And what I'll do is I'll give an update tomorrow as to how it went. But I think about how I feel. It might be useful to share some of my feelings about it at the moment because it's suddenly got quite real. You know, if somebody's actually looking at your house with the view to buying, that's real. That means I'm going to have to find somewhere else to live. Okay, and so that's a scary bit. Not scared of moving, but just that whole thing of change. And I'm going back, you know, readiness to change, being ready to change. Yeah. So I wanted to... I'm on this straight, nearly home now, to talk to you about cake yesterday. So as you know, I wanted to post this cake to a certain person as a surprise. So I baked it on Monday, and I was off on Monday, so I baked it on Monday and made arrangements for it to be delivered. So completely new to me. I think it was My Parcel something, myparceldelivery.com, something like that. Paid for it. There's a UPS pickup point at my corner shop, which is literally just around the corner. So I thought, right, we'll sort this out in the morning. So in the morning, I went for my walk, I think, yes. I came back. I think I did it that way around. I can't remember now. And I'd already did a little practice pack the day before. Although when I wrapped it up with cling film as advised and realised I hadn't sort of sprinkled on the icing sugar at the top. You know, that makes a Victoria sponge, isn't that? A bit of icing on the top. So I had to unwrap it. Unwrap it. Do a little sprinkling with my sieve. And then wrap it back up again. I had a box. Somebody needs to deliver to me. So I reused the box, padded it round with some paper. I even got some little ice blocks in there. Put those in, and then sellotape. Where have I put the sellotape? Well, I found three lots of sellotape. That was fine. Although I really wanted the brown wrapping tape. And I did have it last week, but don't know where I shoved it. Oh, no. So anyway, did a good job, I think. Before that, I had to print off the label. And I was a little bit worried because I haven't used the printer for ages. And because I haven't used the printer for ages, I'm thinking, oh, you know, the printer head. Anyway, I went up. It took a long time to sort of gear itself up. And then it printed off a label. And it was not too bad. And I was thinking, oh, it's not the darkest. It's not the best. So I sent it to print again. And it was lighter. Sent it to print again. It was even lighter. I was thinking, oh, the printer head needs it. So I thought, well, this is probably good enough. So did a good sellotaping job with the label on it. Put fragile. Walked over to the... my corner shop, the UPS point, and then she's trying to use a little zapper thing on it, and it won't work. I said, oh, that's because it's probably just slightly not dark enough. And I said, oh, I've got the code, the barcode on my phone. So, yep, so she dabbed it, and that worked. You can hear that I'm in my going through my front door, taking off my boots. Oh, I can now take off my now take off my boots, I'm taking my mask off. Oh, that's a little bit better. Close my door. Yes. I sound very clear now. So what I know is that it's supposed to be next day delivery, so I'm expecting it to be delivered today. You're able to track it on the website. It's saying that it's not been collected yet, or whatever. Just taking it over to the store. But it said it might take a few hours to be updated on the site. So I thought, okay. And then I see that it says it's at the collection point. My son comes to me and says, oh, there's a UPS guy at the door to pick up a package. I get a little text message telling me the package is going to be delivered today between 10:45 and 2:15, something like that. Release of air. Yeah, I've got a customer now, so I'm just Yeah, so that's a little bit of excitement there, and utilising a service. And I was actually talking to this same friend who's moved, and she said, well, she sent a gift through the post, so obviously with this pandemic, people are doing different things, afternoon tea. And I thought, wow, what an absolutely wonderful idea. You know, to send sort of an afternoon tea, and she said she's been sending brownies as well, I think to some of the grandchildren or her nephews. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful idea. And then I thought, well, I could use one of those services. Or, of course, I could bake some stuff myself and send. So I was thinking, oh, I could send some stuff to my grandchildren. Ah, so it's interesting when we're in a certain... When things are happening and we're constrained and we're restricted, how we can find new ways, different ways of doing things. Okay, I'm gonna end it there because I need to get my breakfast done and I don't want to make too much of a mess. Anyway, look, thanks for hanging out with me again today. I hope it wasn't too windy. Hopefully you understood what I said behind my mask. And I'll speak to you soon, okay? So you take care. Bye for now.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.